our way to the top spot. We're up to the number 5 spot right now, where we find Philly Hammond B3 legend Joey DeFrancesco. He's back, returning with his first ever quartet album, believe it or not. And with it, the timing couldn't have been better. This band features guitarist Dan Wilson, saxophonist Troy Roberts, and drummer Jason Brown. Now here, Joey explains how and why this album came about.
Well, the whole reason for the project is something that from my travels and being around and the current state of things, and being all over the world, and notice that when you play music, everything's cool. It's a peacemaker, no matter what's going on, you know. Regardless of what's happening, music is always a unifier with people. Hence this project to try to do, because I always felt that as musicians we were doing that. We were, you know, we were spreading peace everywhere with our music. But it was time to take it a step further and make a bigger statement about that, you know. And that's the whole reason for this group, for the music and what we're doing. The freedom with the music, also with the people, and everybody being unified as one.
It's Joey DeFrancesco and the people with Project Freedom. That's the name of the disc. You'll find it on Mac Avenue, making a debut in the number 5 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
We'll be right back.
you have it. Sometimes when nothing else in the world makes sense, just let the music play. Organ legend Joey DeFrancesco and The People with their new project on the Mac Avenue label called Project Freedom, making its debut in the number five spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
Yes, sir. Well, guitarist Peter White has taken his legion of fans back down memory lane on his latest for Heads Up Records titled Groovin'. It's White's 15th album, and it features his favorite tunes from yesteryear, from the 60s and 70s, from a wide spectrum of artists, too. Stevie Wonder's Do I Do, Lennie McCartney's Here, There, and Everywhere, and even Otis Redding sitting on the top of the bay. Okay, I'm not going to do that anyway. Now, White doesn't do this on his own. He brings in some star power with Rick Braun, a name that we keep on saying on this week's survey, David Dyson, and the rising star vocalist Selena Albright, who is the daughter of Gerald Albright. Now, in his own words and British accent, Peter states, "My hope is that in re-recording these songs, I've managed to capture the emotion inherent in each one and give you, the listener, a new way of enjoying them." That was a terrible accent, by the way. Anywho, here's Peter White with Groovin' in the fourth spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. grooving. You grooving? All right, we're all grooving. Peter White back on the scene. His latest on Heads Up International, Grooving. It's in the number four spot this week here on our survey. The Room.
Good stuff. Thanks, Brother Bass. Don't forget you can download the TuneIn Radio app to your smart device and search Cool Jazz Countdown to give another listen to this or other recent episodes of the show. And you can also subscribe to the Countdown on iTunes or download the podcast at your convenience anytime at www.countdown.podomatic.com. New Orleans guitarist Brian Seeger leads his organic trio into the number three spot this week with the last of our four debuts this week. Now, Seeger has performed with some of the greats, especially in the Hammond Trio format, cats like Dr. Lonnie Smith and Big John Patton, as well as many other jazz and New Orleans music scene notables. His latest project is his group's sophomore effort, on which Seeger once again collaborates with one of France's most well-renowned organists, Jean-Yves Jung, as well as Luxembourg native and renowned percussionist Paul Wiltkin. We get 10 new original compositions on this set, but what is most interesting is while the organ trio formation is classic, their approach to composition is what sets their sound apart. It's the Organic Trio with their latest release. It's called Saturn's Spell. You'll find it on the Jazz Family recording label. And it makes its debut in the number three spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. There you have it, music from the Organic Trio, led by guitarist Brian Seeger, featuring organist Jean-Yves Jung and percussionist Paul Wildkin. You'll find that CD on the Jazz Family label. It's called Saturn's Spell, debuting in the number three spot here on our survey. Bass?
Thank you, brother. Getting closer to the top. Well, the title of this next entry highlights something that we all struggle with. At least I'm speaking for myself. It's titled Forgive and Forget. It is presented by famed trumpeter Terrell Stafford and is the second installment of a series titled Jazz Masters Unlimited. I'll tell you about that in a sec. Well, he presents a solid quartet date on here featuring Tim Warfield on sax, a Bruce Barth on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Dana Hall keeping time on the drums. Now, these cats, they tour together, so the sound is definitely solid. The album was produced by Herb Harris for the Herb Harris Music Company label. Herb states that the Jazz Masters Unlimited serves as a showcase of Terrell's improvisational abilities and is an attempt to capture one of the major trumpet voices of his generation. A great job he did in capturing that. Here is Terrell Stafford with Forgive and Forget. It's in the number two spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. tell you what, you ever get a chance to see this brother live in concert, I encourage you to do so. Saw him some years ago at the Jazz Standard up in New York City with Carla Cook. It was like butter, boy. In the meantime, his name, Terrell Stafford, Forgive and Forget, his latest compact disc. You'll find it on the Herb Harris Music Company label, and it holds steady at number 2 here on our survey. All right, Kyle LaRue, go ahead and take us to the top.
Yeah, man, someone's getting quite comfortable here in this top spot. We know the name Nathan East, practically a household name, as 1/4 of the contemporary supergroup 4Play, 25-plus years and still going strong with that ensemble. And, of course, East has established himself as one of popular music's most in-demand bassists over the years, performing with a virtual who's who from every music genre. Now, his 2014 self-titled solo debut earned a Grammy nomination for Best Contemporary Instrumental Album. Now, somehow, in the midst of his unbelievably hectic studio and touring schedule, East managed to create his follow-up release, pretty much picking up where the first project left off. And some of the special guests featured on what East calls the family reunion include Gerald Albright, Kirk Whalum, Chuck Loeb, Yolanda Adams, Ruben Studdard, and Chick Corea, among others. He's got the lock again on the top spot, bassist Nathan East, with his latest for Yamaha Entertainment Group. CD's called Reverence, and it's in the number one spot again this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. And there you have it, bassist and composer Nathan East holding it down in the top spot. Once again, his latest for Yamaha Entertainment Group is called Reverence, and he's got the top spot on lock. Nathan East, number one again this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Well, family, that puts a wrap on the countdown for this week. Remember, you can give this and other recent episodes of the Cool Jazz Countdown another listen using the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone or tablet. We also welcome you to subscribe to the Cool Jazz Countdown on iTunes, or you can download the podcast anytime at www.countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right. And if you're on Facebook, make sure you stop by and connect with us on our page. where you can share your thoughts on the show and check out Jazz News You Can Use. Links to reviews, commentary, photos, videos, and a whole lot more. Check us out and click that like button while you're there at facebook.com/cooljazzcountdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. Our show is mixed and edited by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, this is Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue thanking you, as always, for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.